to the Roofing TAC meeting here. Jeff Blair will now conduct roll call.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Swope.
Here.
Commissioner Boyer.
Here.
Vince Sayhoff or Jimmy Buckner.
Here.
George Ebersold.
Here.
Commissioner Goff.
Here.
Charlie Kennedy for Burt Logan.
Here.
Very good. Gaspar Rodriguez.
Here.
Lorraine Alicio Ross. Okay. Bill Schultz.
Here.
Karen Worsiak. And Mark Stanel.
Here.
All right, we have 9 of 11 constituting a quorum.
Perfect. All right.
All right. So today's meeting is to approve the July 10th, 2019 meeting minutes and to provide recommendations to the Florida Building Commission on comments received on the Commission's draft 2020 Florida Building Code, which is Rule 61G21.001, which the Commission on February 11th will consider your comments. And then any other general comments. If there's no questions on the agenda, is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted?
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Are there any corrections or revisions to the posted to the BCIS July 10th, 2019 meeting minutes of the Roofing TAC? If not, is there a motion to accept the report?
Motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, so now we're ready to do our substantive work, which is to provide recommendations to the Building Commission on the comments received. I'll review the process. Mo will orient you to the materials, and then we'll proceed through the comments that were submitted and provide recommendations to the Commission. So the process that we use is relatively simple. I will introduce each one in turn, starting with our Chapter 15, comment number one. I'll ask the proponent if they wish to speak on it. There'll be a 3-minute time limit. I'll ask if anybody else wishes to speak in support, a 3-minute time limit. Anybody in opposition, same thing, 3-minute time limit. If there's pros and cons, there's one collective opportunity on the proponent and opponent side for a rebuttal of 2 minutes each. We come back to the TAC. I'll ask the TAC members if they wish to make a motion, which would be to approve it. If they do, then we'll take the motion, we'll discuss it, and we'll vote. If there's no motion made, if no one wants to make a motion, don't make a motion. That provides the Commission with no affirmative recommendation. Those that you recommend for approval will be on a consent agenda recommended for approval, which the Florida Building Commission will review at their February 11th, 2020 rule development workshop on the 2020 Florida Building Code. That's basically the process. We require, in this case, for the technical advisory committees, a 2/3 majority for an affirmative recommendation. So with 9 members, a 6-3 would pass, and a 5-4 would fail. Anybody have any questions on the process? All right. Hearing none. Mo?
Yes. Good morning. As you see from the agenda, there is item 4 on the agenda, which is a link to the metrics, which has the comment received. So you click on the link, that will take you this metrics. It's titled Rule Development Workshop. And for roofing, as you see, there's the agenda. And also across from there, you have the comment received. And there is 2 attachments there, attachment 1 and 2, which is referenced from within the comment received. So I'm going to click on the comment received. The comment received are organized by subcode. So for the Florida Building Code building, you see there is a comment, which is R under Chapter 15. R is really for roofing, Chapter 15, then comment number 1, and that's from Gasper. And it follows that way and so on. One thing I want to stress, the fact that, as you know, we are in the tail end of the process, and we mainly, we're looking for comments on the supplement that we published, the supplement to the 2020 update to the Florida Building Code. which where the 2017 Florida Building Code was used as the base. The supplement consists of all those code changes that was approved by the commission last August. And we're looking for mainly those comments that fix a publication error, missing format, cross-sections reference that need to be corrected, conflict or missing text within the documents, and so on. So we're really kind of looking for things to fix the what we have done so far. And as I know, we're shooting for publishing a draft of the integrated code by mid-April of this year. Any comment, any questions on the metrics, on the comments? If not, go ahead, Jeff.
Thank you.
Hey, morning. I just wanted to say thanks for being here today. I know we set these meetings on pretty short notice, and again, I just wanted to say thanks for taking the time to be here. A lot of these comments do appear to be relatively easy to move through. There's one in particular that is a bit unique as to the rest of them. So we wanted you to meet on site so that you had the time and the ability to properly vet all of the comments on the agenda. Thanks.
Okay, let's get started. We're going to start with Roofing Chapter 15, Comment Number 1 by Gaspar Rodriguez. Gaspar?
And again, it's just a simple couple of typos in our high-velocity hurricane zone permit application and some subscripts, so it's basically just typo errors.
Okay, anybody from the public wish to speak in support? So these are home builders raising their hands. Anybody in opposition? FRSA is also in support, very good. Any opposition? Seeing none, coming back to the TAC, is there a motion? All right, moved by Mark and seconded by Bob. Any discussion on the motion?
When I look at this, I see that the sentence just section B is not complete. It's underneath the diagram. Any chance to move there up with that sentence? Awesome.
You mean the form itself? You're looking at the form? Probably it's just the BDF, you know, ultimately the... It's all right.
It's formatting then, probably. All right, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, next is Roofing Chapter 15, Comment Number 2, submitted by Mike Silvers. Mike?
Mike Silvers from FRSA, thank you. This change, if you all recall, we approved a sealed deck modification from IBHS having to do with primarily make it simple dual underlayments. And in so doing, a new section was created or some new language was inserted that dealt with tile roofing and had the same underlayments as other steep roofing systems. There is a note in the actual tile section that says, unless otherwise noted, underlayment shall be applied according to the underlayment manufacturer's installation instructions or recommendations of the FRSA TRI, Florida Roofing High Wind Concrete and Clay Tile Installation Manual, the 6th edition. What this did is the unless otherwise noted took you back to that earlier underlayment requirement, part of the sealed deck area, and it doesn't work for tile. One of the options could have been that you could install tile over two layers of 30 pound or two layers of synthetic, which are not permissible for tile. So, and one other thing, tile is the only system, at least in the areas that are that use the manual. The underlayments have to meet the pressures, not just the roof covering, but the actual underlayment has to meet the pressures for that given roof assembly. So it's almost like having two roof assemblies. We didn't want to weaken the code by having that stay in there. We caught it late, talked to Eric Stafford, who talked to the other folks at IBHS, and he agreed that it shouldn't be there. Also, Greg Keeler, who was one of the proponents of one of the amendments, also agreed. So we've done two of these, one for the building section and one for the residential section, and they basically strike the requirements that were there as part of the sealed deck deal and reference you back to the section that references the manual.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Anybody else wish to speak in support? Home builders are in support. Roof Deck Association's in support.
Cy Farberding with IBHS. My colleague Eric Stafford already worked on this with FRSA Mike, and we are in support of this change, and we urge your support. He was not feeling good, so he was not able to come in.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. All right, so we have a lot of people to support. Anybody in opposition? Hearing none, coming back to the TAC, is there a motion? We have a motion and a second. We have a motion in 4 seconds. Let's take five. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It is unanimous. Very good. All right. Next is Roofing Chapter 15, comment number 3, submitted by Brian Holland. Does anybody from the public wish to speak on this one? You have to hold it while you're speaking.
I didn't remember. Good morning. Deborah Lawson for the Florida Roof Deck Association. Mr. Holland couldn't be here, but we have spoken with him, and we think his suggested changes, they're simply technical, make the language clearer. The only thing I would add is that to make it grammatically correct, where it says, and not encased, in a structural concrete environment. If you take out environment, you also need to take out the word A. So it should read wiring methods installed on rooftops and not encased in structural concrete shall be supported.
Okay.
And we would support that.
All right. Anybody else wish? And you were the original proponent of this modification. Does anybody else in the public wish to speak in favor?
As modified.
Home builders, FRSA as modified, which strikes the word A. Anybody wish to speak in opposition? Coming back to the TAC, is there a motion? We have a motion and a second, as amended, to strike the word A. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous, as amended. Okay, 0 amended. Okay, so now we move on to comment R, chapter 35, comment number 1, submitted by Amanda Hickman. I see Amanda's not here today. Is anybody here to speak on this? Either in favor or in opposition? Seeing no public comment. Come back to the TAC.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Anybody wish to make a motion? We have a motion?
Sir.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It is also unanimous. Okay, next we move on to Chapter 9, Roofing Chapter 9, comment number 1 by Mike Silvers. Mike?
As I'd said earlier, this is the same modification for the residential section, so basically ditto on this one.
All right, anybody else in the public want to stand on previous testimony? We see the same group of supporters from industry and associations in support. Coming back to the TAC, is there a motion? We have a motion. We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's also unanimous. All right. We have our last comment now. This is a general comment submitted by Neil Burning from the ICC. And the question at the table is whether the TAC wants to consider these comments in some form or other. It would be a little difficult procedurally to do so because they're an ICC numeration. They don't have specific code mod numbers or the text that would go with those. So far, none of the TACs have had an appetite for doing that. It would be your decision. Does anybody from the public wish to speak on this this general comment?
Mike Silvers, FRSA. We strongly disagree with opening the process up for these mods that were, in fact, not passed. I think it's fairly simple. These were mods that did not receive an affirmative recommendation, and there's no reason for the TAC to reopen these at this point. The proper approach would be to bring them back in the next cycle. Thank you.
Anybody else wish to speak on this matter? Joe?
The question, NAR, I don't want to get up there.
All right. Is anybody else? Anybody else in the public wish to comment? Seeing none coming back to the TAC, is there anybody wish to make a motion? No motion dies. There's no motion. Therefore, it's NNAR. Okay. Very good. Does anybody have any other comments they want to make from the public or from the TAC? Chairman, would you join us, please? Adjourn us, I mean.
The only thing that we have, just to let you guys know, is that there is a second a workshop for the commission that will be occurring at their April meeting. So we'll be taking in comments. It's probably going to be until the early part of March, and then we would look to set up a call or another on-site meeting, just depending on what we receive, for the end of March or the first week of April. And once we have the comments, then we'll let you all know. Thanks.
All right, Brian, go ahead and adjourn us.
All right. Do we need a roll call?
No.
Okay.
You can just say we stand adjourned.
All right.
Well, question for clarity, if you don't mind. We have two attachments.
Oh, yeah, those attachments, actually, it's one of them has to do with the form, roofing permits form, that is really tied to the first code change, which is, you already addressed, is just, you know, correcting certain format, you know, certain, it's mainly mostly edits to make it consistent with what we've done through the code change process and ASC 7, 2016, it's more of a correlation. That's what's that attachment. The second one is the one that is really submitted by the coalition, which has the 400 code changes that's really being requested to, yeah, that's all. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's just backup for the original. What was the first one? Whenever, yeah.
Right. Yes. 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 Yes.
Yeah, it was in Gaspar's thing. Yeah.
Okay. Any further comment?
Thank you.
Hearing none, we'll stand adjourned.
Thank you, guys.